hear about in a minute, remain the primary risk of mortality reduction strategies in women with these mutations. And to my knowledge, there are no obvious alternatives in the immediate horizon. And by that, I don't mean that there are promising chemopreventive or screening strategies that might come along, but I don't see that oophorectomy, for example, is going to be replaced by anything else in common clinical practice anytime soon. But so the goal, given that oophorectomy is something that is going to be with us, is that we really, I think, need to personalize the application and the timing, in particular, of risk-reducing surgery so that we'll have optimal risk and mortality reduction, maintain fertility for as long as we can, minimize the psychosocial impact. And you'll be hearing, I'm sure, a great talk about some of the implications of that in a few minutes, and also minimize the consequences of surgical menopause. And as you've seen, haven't talked anything about the non-cancer endpoints, cardiovascular, bone health, et cetera, that our PRO study is now just, we're putting in a grant right now to do the long-term follow-up for non-cancer endpoints, which will be very important too. So I'd just like to end by thanking the team at Penn, who has very much involved in this work and does all the work. And I